Okay, I would like to explain that the aside of this Tosfos of Av Amud Beis and the Shach that builds on it is the aside that it's not really possible to be a Rav in the 21st century without being familiar with this halacha. It's very basic, and I'll give you a couple of examples of actual shailas that have come up where the issue comes up. I once had somebody who came to me on a Friday morning after Shacharis. His business is he manufactures plastic. He makes different types of plastic things, and one of the items he makes is plastic belt buckles. And the company that manufactures belts, he doesn't make belts, he makes the plastic ornamental buckle. A company ordered and said they need it rushed for an order. They need the belt buckles today. The problem is, it's a Jewish company, Israelis who have a company here, not from people. And he realized it was Friday, he's going to make it today, and by the time he sends it, it's going to be the evening. And they're going to manufacture it on Shabbos, they're going to make belts on Shabbos using these belt buckles. And the question he asked me was whether there's a Lifnei Iver issue in sending these belt buckles out on Friday. So that's one example of a shaila that I hope to discuss with you. Another example, which is much more common, comes up with lawyers who write documents, legal documents of any sort. Just about every single business agreement today has a penalty clause that calls for interest. If a person doesn't pay on time, whether it's, he doesn't pay his rent on time, he doesn't pay for goods on time, whatever it is, just about every legal contract that's drawn up today that involves money, and just about every legal contract involves money, has a penalty clause. Now, if the parties are Jewish, and you have a ribbis issue between the sides, so again, a lawyer has a problem facilitating a ribbis shtar, a shtar involved in ribbis, and again, it's a shaila of Lifnei Iver about being able to practice law pretty much, where all these contracts call for ribbis. Another example of a shaila that's mentioned in the Paiskim is a question about a nurse who works in a hospital, and part of her job is to set up the paperwork for the doctors to sign out on, to set up the proper documents. And the shaila was setting up on Friday, setting up the documents and knowing that a Jewish doctor is going to come in. And she's facilitating the filling in of these documents on Shabbos, till Shabbos. These are three examples of Lifnei Iver Shailas that come up. And as I said a moment ago, a Rav today can't really be a Rav without being familiar with the Kula of the Shach, and it's all built on this top Tosfos, innocent looking Tosfos. And I'd like to try to explain it as best as I can. I would add that regarding transplants, as you know, the shita of the overwhelming majority of the Paiskim today is that a person is not allowed to give an organ for transplantation because halachically the person is still alive when they harvest the organ from a person. So from Yidden, by and large, do not agree to be donors because of the way once an organ is dead, they can't transplant it. If the cells are dead, they can't bring it alive. The organ has to be alive in order to transplant it. And well, what they did is they developed what they call the Harvard criteria for death. They changed the definition of death. So they changed the definition of death to a level of brain death where the organs are still alive, and they do transplantation. Halacha, we can't just change the definition of death. We have the definition from the Gemara and Yuma, which hasn't changed in 2,000 years, and therefore we can't give, so that's easy. So one of those who argues in this case, Tainid, that if we can't give, we shouldn't be allowed to take either. Because when a person, if you hold that it's Ritzicha to harvest an organ, so when a person goes and accepts an organ, He's over the stage. He's causing the death of the other person. He's causing the doctor to kill the person to give him a heart or to give him whatever organ it might be. This was a taina of Lifnei Iver. Now, it's a fundamentally flawed taina because the Jew is over Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is not Yehareg Valyaver. You're allowed to save your life by being over Lifnei Iver. But nevertheless, the taina that it's Lifnei Iver is a taina of a person's going in to get a kidney organ that's not life-threatening. So these are just the fourth example. These are examples of Lifnei Iver Shailas that come up today. Another example, which is in the Meshuv Davar, is reading a Shidduch for a couple that are not going to keep Hilchas Nida. What's the heter to read a Shidduch for a couple that's not going to keep Hilchas Nida? It's Lifnei Iver. So I'd like to share with you what's really basically the six steps here in Tshuva Siman Tesvav in the Aruch L'Ner. And the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion is the Tshuva Sefer of the Aruch L'Ner. And basically, this is the Lamdus. It's basically a Shach plus the Binyan Tzion that I'd like to discuss with you. The Meshiv David and the Tziv has two Tshuvas, one after the other, on Lifnei Iver. He was Mechavin to the Binyan Tzion. He says exactly the same thing. He says, Achakach, he found it in the Binyan Tzion, Vu Emes V'Nochayn. And he agrees with it. So you have the Meshiv Davar and the Binyan Tzion. And I'd like to explain to you, really, in simple sequence, the few steps that we have. The Gemara says that you only over Lifnei Iver by what we call Trei Iver Denara. Trei Iver Denara means the person doing the Aveira could not do the Aveira without you. If you weren't a participant, if you weren't helping him, he couldn't. He's on the other side of the river, and he wants to eat treifis. The treifis on this side of the river. He can't get here. So that's Lifnei Iver. He couldn't do it without you. When he could do it without you, our Tosis says that it's mutter. Our Tosis says, the Tosis Minayin, that it's mutter. If he could have done it without you, so there's no problem. So according to that, there's no issue. You have somebody sitting next to you and you're at work and he says, pass the treifis. You can pass the treifis. Or you have a co-worker who's not Jewish. He says, you're going downstairs, pick up a ham sandwich for me. You're going to bring him a ham sandwich. Well, if you don't bring it to him, he can get it himself. So Tosis says that that's mutar l'chatchila, that there's no aver. The kasha that is asked, that really the Ramah asks, and Dr. Moshe asks, is that this Tosfos contradicts the Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis in Masechta Shabbos. Their Tosfos says that when he couldn't do it without you, that's Lifnei Iver, the Reis. When he could do it anyway, that's called Miseyeya Yidei Over Aveira, it's Nisa D'Rabbanan. The big difference if it's Mutter or Nisa D'Rabbanan. Our Tosfos says, your co-worker says, pick me up a ham sandwich, you could do it. Tosfos and Shabbos says it's in a Siddur Rabbanan. Even though he can do it himself, it's in a Siddur Rabbanan. Seems to be a stira of the two Tosfos. The Ramah answer is a Machlaikis. Machlaikis. The Ramah says, Yeshayim Kach, Machlaikis, two Tosfos. There's a problem with the Ramah, because you know Tosfos can argue, because they're written by different people. But as the Aruch L'Ner brings, the Rosh and the Ran both say the same thing in Masechta Shabbos, that it's Aser, and the same thing here, that it's Mutter. The Rosh is one person, the Ran is one person. It can't be it's a Machlaikis. There has to be an answer. So the Shach offers this answer, and the Shach itself is the Yesod that all these Shailas are Mestayvev on. The Shach finishes that the derais of Lifnei Iver is even to a guy, even to a mummer. Like it says in our Gemara, that give Eva Menachai even to a guy is awesome. But the Drabbanon, a Messiah, de Ever Aveira, is only to a frum yid. You have a frum yid who wants to do an Aveira, there's an Issa Messiah. To a guy or a mummer, there's no Issa Messiah, de Ever Aveira. And he answers that our Tosfos is talking to a mummer or an akum. Taisus in Shabbos is talking to a Yid, and therefore that's the Shach's Psak, the Shach Paskins, that if it's a Mumer, it's Mutter. Which right away the lawyers can rely on, the belt buckle fellow could rely on. All these Shilas really are mistaiviv on this. Is there an Issa Nisayeya where he could do it anyway? If he's not going to order the belt buckle from you, he'll order it from someone else. If you're not going to be a lawyer, he'll get a different lawyer. I remember once Rav Zilberberg, who was a Baki in Hilchas Ribbis, was speaking. We both spoke at a conference. There was a session on Ribbis. So someone asked him about drawing up a contract. So he said, is this a contract that you're the best lawyer in the world? You're the only one that could pull this one off? If that's true, it's awesome. That's Lufthayiver, if you're the only one who could do it. If other lawyers could do it as well, that's Misayeya. And by a mummer is a heter of Misayeya. So this is the shach. The shach by itself is an important heter. The Binyan Tzion asks what the svar is. What's the svar? If you're not going to help someone do an aveira, you mummer, yeah mummer, nishta mummer, what's the difference? He's not so happy with the shach's teretz. And he says the second teretz, which, as I said, the Netziv in Meshav Dava says as well. He says the chiluk is this: if you're giving it to him b'shas aveira, you give me at the time he does the aveira. That's the case in the Sefer Shabbos. Remember the first Mishnah in Shabbos: the Ani sticks his hand inside, and someone gives him something, and then he does Haitzah. So in the Sefer Shabbos, you're giving it to him when he does the aveira. If you're giving it to him when he does the Aveira, so then there's an Issa Misayeya. You can't be a party to an Aveira. Here, we're talking, you give it to him ahead of time. You're not giving it to him B'Shas Aveira. You're giving it to him ahead of time, and later he's going to do an Aveira with it. And that Chazal will not go Issa Misayeya. Now, there's a riot to it, and this is a discussion we're going to have later in the Perek. Yes? But the Aveira is, from the Akira to the Hanacha, is all the Aveira. The Gemara says that you say, Kam Leib de Rab Mine, on the whole, from the Akira to the Hanacha, it's all one Mais Aveira. You need an Akira, you need a Hanacha. So it's B'Shas Aveira. So B'Shas Aveira, there's a Dimisayaya, even to a Mummer, to anybody. If it's ahead of time, then it's an important Raya, which we're going to have to discuss more. There's a question, Bechlal, if I have a store and I sell ovens, how am I allowed to sell an oven to a Fryer Yid? It's Misayeya. How am I allowed to sell pot to a Fryer Yid? If I sell him a pot, he's going to cook on Shabbos. If you hold, he can get it somewhere else, it's mutter, fine. But if you hold that there's an Issa Misayeya, even if he could get it somewhere else, how can I sell him a pot? How can I sell him an oven? How can I sell him a shovel? How can I sell him anything? Even a car? How can I sell him things? So, like the shach, it's mutter. A mummer is mutter. Like the archoner, like the binyan tzion, it's also mutter. Binyan tzion says, if it's not b'shas aveira, it's mutter. This is his chiluk. So we have here two coolists. The binyan tzion is mekel when you have the two together. Now, he says to be mekel when it's a mummer, plus it's a... it's not b'shas aveira. When you have the two together, he's mekel. And that's the kula in all these cases that I've given you, all these examples. It's misayeya. If he doesn't take the heart, they'll get someone else to take the heart. It's not b'shas aveira. He's not killing the other person. And it's ahead of time. All of these things have this heter. And as I said at the outset, it's hard to pass Kishaylis today without knowing at least the Shach, or the Shach and the Binyan Tzion together. And to know them together, to use them together, that's really a fundamental rule in Misayeya Yedei Over Aveir. Now, there is a Shaila which comes up, comes across my table a number of times, and I'm really not sure what to say. People call me, usually women, who have a job. I think it's part of occupational therapy, I'm not sure. But part of their job in a nursing home or in a hospital is to feed a patient, to actually physically place food in the mouth of a patient. They ask me, they're in a hospital, they're in a nursing home, it's now kosher, and the patient is Jewish. Are they allowed to feed the patient? Now, I don't know. I always ask them, you can't trade with someone else, trade patients, you know. I'll give you this patient, you give me that patient, you know. You trade two for one if you have to, whatever you have to do, you get out of it. Sometimes they tell me they can, and sometimes they tell me they cannot. Now, here, think about it. If you're putting food in the mouth of the patient, you have a heter?
Direct.
The shach's heter you still have.
Well, it's direct.
So the shach's heter you still have. It's a mummer. It's a mummer. If you don't feed the patient, they're going to get someone else. They're not going to let the patient starve. If you don't feed the patient, they'll get someone else. It's misayaya. The shach's heter you still have. That to a mummer, there's no issa misayaya.
I can make a clue here.
A kula or a chumra?
To be machra.
To machra. I'm looking for a kula. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Rav Mati is always thinking about people doing tshuva. That's his style. He said, do tshuva between the time I'm about to feed it and they get someone else to feed it. If he's a shaita, if he has no das, I can feed him as much treif as I want. He's not mechayiv. But there was someone who does what? You're feeding. No, he doesn't mean the hotel. No. What? A shaita you can feed. What? A cotton, it's only a schimmel if you can't feed. Oh, le'yeyachas, this exerts a kosov that you're not giving be a dayim. So how could a gadol be better than a cotton? Right? How could a gadol be better than a cotton? So then my point is that you don't have the orach l'ner's heter, pashtus. It's funny, in the orach l'ner, toich devarov has a lashon that when you feed somebody, it's not b'shas aveira because he still has to eat it. Even if you put it in his mouth, he still has to swallow. In the mouth, there's no aveira. You saw it, there's lashon. He says, hacha k'sha noisla teich piv, oidla hiskala aveira, ela k'sha oichel. You understand that? Like, so what is misayaya? One after the other. We have to be judge each one, right? So you're putting it in his mouth. It's I was so not patam to give a heter to such a thing. What? If it's pikuach nefesh, it's a different story.
Anybody has to get fed.
But usually they're fed three meals a day. If they're going to miss lunch, it's not going to be pikuach nefesh. Okay, but they had to have breakfast, they had supper. If I don't give lunch, and if I, once I feed more than pikuach nefesh, I keep on feeding? Right, if it's pikuach nefesh, then you're right, yes. All right, but the therapists are not in a position to convince him. I don't know, it comes out to be a difficult shaila. The question is good, if there's a cost of not to feed a cotton, how can you feed a goggle? I don't know. It's a very difficult thing. Now, he's only saying, let's both be here in the tzim, only saying we have the two together. That's not b'shach aveira, and it's a mummer. Then the semech. I should mention that the Neid B'Yehuda and his notes on the shach, and Dogom Ravava, there in Kuftun Aleph, where it is, Pask is like the shach, and he gives a hezber. The Masayaya is only on someone who's a shaygeg, not on a mezid. He says even a frumiyad who's a mezid, there's no Masayaya. Masayaya is a chazal protected shaygegim. They didn't protect mezidim. For a mezid, they didn't make a takana. So the Neid B'Yehuda does pask like the shach alone. Both the B'Yitzin and the Meshiv Dover don't. For me, it's just very imbatam to tell somebody you could put treifus in a yid's mouth. If it's only suffic treifus, but the mamish to put meat in a yid's mouth, I don't know, it's something that's very hard to tell somebody to be able to do. But, what?
The Mar says by now there will be the
is to steer a what? Right.
And
all that there is that Agamar is a mummer. Yeah, I mean over here by the nazir. Right. The question by the nazir, you're also sticking it in the mouth. So how's it separate? Is a drink different than food? The drink goes down, the food doesn't? I don't know. It's very hard to know. What? I'm talking, here it's not a shaykh, it's amazing. So what I'm saying is that there was no misayeya, the Rabbanan didn't make protections with the Rabbanan. Someone wants to be Ivan of Erev Amazed. Someone's misayeya him, they didn't make such a protection.
Yeah, but is it the case of the Rabbanan, or is it the right to like trade Reynar if you can't
eat on his own? Right. If it's trade, no, if he can't eat on his own, but they'll get a different nurse to feed him. They'll get a Goyish nurse to feed him. It was not able to save him.
If the doctor's on one side of the river, I'll get somebody
else. No, if there's someone else, then you're right. Unless there's someone else, there's also a Yid who's also able to save him.
You have to have Hanor when he eats it?
Right now, I'll table the question. Lifnei Iver is the sugya of this parak. It comes up on and off. Mitzvah Hashem.